when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there and any and all new people tuning in. This is going to be a super special program. I promise you, you're not going to be able to leave your seats unless you just can't make it to the break to go to the bathroom. But my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are the only radio media, the only any kind of media that I know of, in North America, or perhaps the world, that is dedicated solely to battling against the current ongoing campaign of white genocide, especially against white Christians. Just in case you'd like to know the date, it is November the 9th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2024. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. We always say that. And I'm getting ready to introduce our guest in just a minute. I'm very, very excited about our guest tonight. But before we go, people, you veteran listeners of Blood River Radio, you all know what we do. Before we make one foot forward or backward, we always go to a prayer. And we have a super special person who's going to give that prayer. His name is my brother. He's my military brother, Ron Kukol. He is a survivor of the United States Ship Liberty, the infamous dastardly deed of Israel the day they tried to sink the United States Liberty with everything they had. But no, sir, God prevented that. And so we're going to let a man who was there that day, like I said, Ron Kukol, he is going to lead us in prayer. So if you will, Brother Ron, take us to all in prayer, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Father in heaven, after 85 years of my life, when looking back, I have never seen a one time that you weren't involved. Things happened that I couldn't accomplish on my own. I only become an instrument, and as I was an instrument on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, I take no credit myself. I give it all to you, and I want this whole country to know that the attack on the Liberty was deliberate, and the good Lord, with all his grace, took care of us all. And I just want to say, if this country will turn back, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Amen. Folks, you know that is the problem. It's easy to make it turn. You can make it turn. And I ask you this evening to turn your life over to the Lord and realize that this country cannot be saved by one man or one woman. It's only God that can save us. I ask us all in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 1,000 times amen. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Brother Ron. It was a magnificent prayer, and I could tell anybody with a half a brain could tell that's from the heart. We also have, we'll introduce my brother, Phil Torney, and then we're going to introduce our other guest that I met in New York about a week ago. How you doing tonight, brother? How you doing, brother Ron? Brother Phil, excuse me. Go ahead. Phil, you there, brother?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Hear you loud and clear. How are you doing tonight, my brother?
I'm doing well. I think that was a very appropriate prayer, Ron just said. And I appreciate that. He is my brother. There's no doubt about it. He's everybody's brother. But also, I want to give a shout out to all veterans. You know, we're coming up on Veterans Day. Young and old that ever served this country, it's a privilege to serve your country, but it's not a privilege to have your country not serve you and send you into the devil's eye to be slaughtered by a foreign government, the Zionist State of Israel. I guess that's a topic we're going to go through here in the next hour, but glad to be on here with Blood River. And you, Eddie, thank you kindly, and looking forward to it.
Thank you so much, brothers. It's always tough for me not to cry when you guys come on. I don't know who, only a dead man could not get emotional during this program. Dear Phil and Ron, you know, we have a fellow brother on. He's a Marine. He's an 81-year-old Marine. And like I told y'all before we came on the air, he from around the New York area, I met him while I was up to New York. My daughter took me up there. I was up there for 8 days, and we came back this past, when did we come back? Thursday? Thursday. Can't keep track of time. And we're up there for the New York Marathon, but we had plenty of time and to do other things. And I met, I was at the New York Public Library, the big one, on 42nd Street. And anyway, we saw a protest outside the library. I went out there. People were protesting against the Israeli genocide going on in the Mideast, in Palestine, in Gaza. And we have a man here. I singled him out. I was able to talk to him. And his name is Bob Nash. And I'm going to get Bob to introduce himself to you guys. And then what we can do after he introduces himself, we'll ask him a few questions, how he got into the movement, et cetera, et cetera. Then if you could, guys, Phil and Ron, y'all can give our audience, we have new people coming on all the time, a brief, you got all the time you want, we got 3 hours, but to tell them about what happened that day. As a matter of fact, my brother Phil has written a book, What I Saw That Day, something to that effect. So if you will, Mr. Bob Nash, tell our honored guest, and you're an honored guest too, you're a Marine, 81-year-old Marine, and you've seen it all probably. Tell them, introduce yourself to the Blood River Radio family members, and tell them what you were doing in New York on the steps of the library when I saw you that day. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, simplify, my brothers. I'm a former United States Marine. I was a rifle instructor in Paris Island, 61. I've been wearing the USS Liberty hat for over 20 years. And I would like to ask you a question. When you said in the beginning you started the session, you said the White Holocaust. What did you mean by that?
Are you talking to me?
To whoever said that. Somebody said the White Holocaust.
It's the global white genocide.
White genocide, I think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What does that mean?
Oh, that means, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it means the ongoing, there's a program right now worldwide. If you see in Canada, United States, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, where there's massive invasions of non-white, non-Christian people from all parts of the world. There's many other programs against white people designed to exterminate us. Matter of fact, I have a book here.
The United States is behind it, right?
Yes, sir. It most certainly is. Led by
Tel Aviv. I mean, the United States overthrew 80 democratically elected countries in the last 50 years. This country is a disgrace. When they killed Malcolm X in the ballroom, there was 9 FBI agents in the ballroom when they shot him, when they assassinated him. They framed 2 black men. They sent them to prison. One died in prison. The other one got out. He was exonerated. It's on record now. The Shabazz family is suing for $100 million, CIA, FBI, and New York City Police Department. This country, capitalism's got to be taken over. We can't have this kind of a system anymore. We need a social democracy. This country is a total disgrace. What else you want me to say, my brother?
Okay. Well, since you've been wearing a United States Ship Liberty hat for 20 years, do you have any questions you would like to ask our two sailor brothers, Phil and Ron,
about any questions? I'm out there for, I'd like to see them open an investigation by the Department of Navy and find out why our ship was attacked, deliberately and viciously attacked by Israel, where they killed 34 American sailors and wounded 172, and it was covered up by Johnson and McNamara, and I think McCain was in on it, too.
Bob, we have to go to a quick break. That's a great point. We'll be right back after this break, Bob. Hang on, fella.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to organize as best we can. It's a very emotional show. That's not a show, it's a broadcast. I don't care how many times I do this, I still get all nervous and emotional, shook up. And that's about all I know. So what we're going to say, because I'm emotional, it's very emotional.
Jerry Hassett and myself, we're members of Veterans for Peace. We had a peace march from Maine to Washington, D.C., Algonquin, Maine. We started May 7th. And we wound up July 4th in Washington. And yes, that was the last thing I did with the Veterans for Peace, but that's a very good organization, too.
Yes, sir. And, yes, sir.
And they support the freedom of Mumia Abu-Jamal, who we feel was framed and did not have a fair trial in Philadelphia. They framed him for killing a police officer. And we support him also. And Uhuru, they're having a trial December 16th for the man that they said was a Russian agent and stuff, which was all BS. And I think I'll be down there for that trial also in St. Petersburg, Florida.
We can cover that later, Bob. Right now, since time is precious, we need to go Phil and let him. But right now, we're focused on this program on the USS Liberty. And I know you said you had many USS Liberty protests. For the USS Liberty. So, Phil, take it away, brother.
Thanks, Eddie. Bob, thanks for wearing the hat for 20 years. And to answer your question about the Navy, the Navy did a board of inquiry. It took 7 days, and it was determined that the attack on the Liberty was a case of mistaken identity. And that has been steadfast for the last 57 years. So the Navy is not going to help us. The politicians are not going to help us. The presidents, all presidents to this very moment, have not helped us. And I'm hoping that, with President Trump coming back into office, you never know, we might get a glimmer of hope here because, they're all about the truth now. You know, he's with Elon Musk, and truth is everything. It depends on the American people to help us get that truth. But we have not had any help from the Navy, from our Congress people for 57 years. In fact, we haven't had any help from anybody except people like Allison Weir.
Yeah, from, she's terrific.
From Americans News.
Yes.
And so she's, in fact, I just got off a show with her a little while ago. Ron heard it. But anyway, yeah, we have no help. We're like an island of ourselves. They call us.
I give out the pamphlets that she gives out too on the Liberty. She makes up the pamphlets. Very good.
Yeah, well, they call us Jew haters and Nazis, and we got attacked by Israel. We didn't kill anybody. They did all the
It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with religion. It's about stolen land and human rights in Palestine. I mean, it's a Holocaust, and we're supporting it. We're worse than Israel for giving them the weapons and the money to do it, and we could have it stopped, and we refuse to have it stopped because it's imperialism. We want the whole Mideast. Yeah. All right.
Go ahead, Phil.
Well, yeah. No, I have to agree with part of that. There's no doubt it was a land grab in '67. It's still a land grab right now. But let's give Ron a little time here to get his message through. Go ahead, Ron.
Phil, after. I don't know, 57 years plus of trying to tell this country the truth, even through the spiritual side of it, through the church, through the Liberty Fellowship in Kalispell, Montana, through Dr. Chuck Baldwin. We've done just about everything we possibly could to get this country to hear the truth. And if you hear a voice today of frustration on my part, it is a bit. Because seeing the deception that's taking place and hearing veterans all over this country saying that they've never been so disappointed in this nation for all the lives that they've put out and what they've done to us, it's coming from everywhere. So my side of this has always been the spiritual side. The spiritual side of it that I know of, I was taught when I was a young lad in church that Israelites had a great protection from God, and they did at that time in the Old Testament. They did, and they won a lot of wars with very few people. Well, if you compare that with what happened to us, we were the very few people, just like the Israelites, and we were overwhelmed by the odds of even surviving at all from the power that the IDF wielded upon us that day. And when you talk about the power, you talk about the Mirage, French Mirage jets, the torpedo boats, rocket fire, cannon fire, machine gun fire, napalm, and I probably missed some, but we had nothing to fight back with except 450 caliber machine guns.
And they machine gunned the lifeboats too, which was a war crime. They machine gunned the lifeboats.
Also a war crime. This year, thanks a lot. I'll lose my train of thought if I don't keep going. But they had everything they needed to put us to the bottom.
Hello.
And still they complained. They said, "Well, if we would have had iron bombs, the job would have got done." I don't believe that for a moment. They had everything they needed, and the odds were of us surviving were next to none, with only 50 caliber machine guns and a few M1s, which we couldn't get to because it was locked up and we couldn't get to them. So I asked the people, the Christian people of this country, look at what happened that day. The odds were against us. Can you not see that it was Christ and Christ alone that saved that ship from going to the bottom? And if I sound a little bit sarcastic today, I'm sorry. It's 85 years, or not 85 years, but over 57 years of frustration in seeing Christian people not being able to see what is really written in the Bible. So today I sound a little bit not like a chaplain at all, but it is frustration. And I keep telling people over and over and over again, can't you see that we shouldn't be here? Can't you see that we sailed that ship 1,000 miles to Malta with a hole in it, with only the shore, they did the shoring up of the bulkheads, but that's all we had going for us. And still we survived. Will you wake up to the fact that this ship was saved by the Lord Almighty God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
It's the tip of the iceberg. The USS Liberty is the tip of the iceberg, what we did. We killed over 2 million innocent Vietnamese, Cambodians, maybe a million. I mean, this country is just war, 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 and we make money on it. It's a disgrace, this country. And we're still doing it now, bombing Yemen. We're complicit in genocide. I mean, this is, how low can we go? Our government, I love the country, I love the people, but my government is criminal. It's a criminal enterprise, and it's got to change. And it has to be, the whole system's got to be changed. You have home, when I was a kid, we had poor people, but we didn't have homeless people laying in the streets like now. And they're going to leave these people lay there. They're not going to do a goddamn thing for them. This is a disgrace, this country. And it all comes back to us overthrowing 80 countries in the last 50 years. I mean, it's just one. We haven't won a war since the Second World War. And Russia beat the Nazis, not America. They lost 27 million men. We lost 350,000, 500,000 wounded. And now we're fighting with Russia? What the hell is going on with our government?
That's the same government.
All right, shut up, Bob. You said enough.
Oh, you're fine. You know, Phil, I mean, excuse me, Ron, you talked about, and I totally agree, you've got my soul on fire, brother. Yes, you were so right. It is Christ and Christ alone. God Almighty saved you that day. And you mentioned, you keep talking about it, and you always do, how it's a spiritual war. I'd just like to read one quick verse, and I'm going to get back out of your way. This is
sure.
Ephesians 6:12. And it says, I like the King James, but I'll just read this. It comes up in New International. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in high places. And that's what it is. If we fight against, in my opinion, Ron and Phil and Bob, I think we fight against Satan himself, and I think he's got the upper hand right now. And for the very reason, because Brother Ron said that we, the people, we need to turn our back. We need to turn our face to God, seek God, turn our back on their wicked ways, ask for repentance. That's the only way. I agree with you, Ron, Brother Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
I almost beg these people in this country to please listen. And I also would like them to know that we've been called a lot of names. Anti-Semites, you name it. We've been called this, been called that. Do you know that 3/4 of the crew of that ship who carried a top secret clearance, that one of the ingredients in getting that top secret clearance was not to belong to any, I mean any, racist organization. And you could not, your background could not be a part of the racism. And still, if we had that clearance, we were not what these people tried to call us to be. Not at all.
We got to go to our second break, Brother Ron. Be right back after this. It's an emotional, very emotional program. Be right back, folks.
Proclaim proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Offer. Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
A key moment in the matter of a famous book.
The decades-long ban of Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses in his native India is now in doubt. That's not because of a change of heart more than 2 years after the author's near-fatal stabbing, but because of what amounts to some missing paperwork. Earlier this week, a court in Delhi closed proceedings on a petition filed 5 years ago that challenged the then-government's decision to ban the import of the 1988 novel. The Satanic Verses had enraged Muslims worldwide because of its alleged blasphemy. In a recent ruling, judges contended that authorities had failed to produce a notification of the ban. The petitioner's lawyer says his client was motivated by being an avid reader. Ron Taylor reporting.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Camilla will miss Britain's annual Remembrance Weekend events to honor fallen service personnel while she recovers from a chest infection. 77-year-old also had been scheduled to honor the war dead in a Sunday ceremony. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An inauguration ceremony taking place in Botswana.
The national anthem of Botswana on a day when the country's democracy was celebrated. Trotting white horses accompanied the new president, Duma Boko, on a lap of the stadium. He then spoke of unity. When some in the crowd booed his predecessor, Mokgweetsi Masisi, President Boko urged them to give him some love for showing statesmanship by handing over power. It could be seen as a message for the region. In neighbouring Zimbabwe, opposing the government often comes with a violent response, and there's instability in Mozambique following allegations of a rigged election.
BBC correspondent Will Ross reporting. Now, the new president describing the change of government there as an historic moment and stressed the need to avoid squabbles and personal rifts as well. He also expressed love for his country and the appreciation it had shown him in electing the country's highest office. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Here of Blood and River Radio family. We lost Bob. I don't know if he's going to call back or not, but that's okay. We may get his buddy on who talked to before Bob came on. Bob was an 81-year-old Marine. I met him, a brief description, I met him on the steps of the New York Public Library. He was carrying a Palestinian flag. He was with a rather large group. I'm going to say probably 150, 200 people. In a group, they were protesting the genocide, Israel's genocide of the Palestinians, you know, the Gazans, the Palestinians, and all other people. And they are also, at least one, Bob, had the hat of United States Ship Liberty. And if, just in case you're just tuning in, he had been wearing that hat for 20 years. I don't know what happened to him, but after this next break, we may try to get his friend in who's all in the same organization. And anyway, that's it. But right now we're going to go back to my brother, Ron Kukol. And after Ron gets through, he's going to take us back to field. Matter of fact, they're going to run the rest of this this hour for sure. So go ahead, Brother Ron. Tell us what you want to tell us. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Thank you. Sir. I've taken some of the frustration out of my voice because I want the Christian people in this country to hear and the non-Christian people. I'm going to the day of the attack. Come down with me, if you would, two decks down below the main deck. And you hear the 1MC, which is the ship's intercom, break open, and the captain said, prepare for torpedo attack. So when I heard it, my instant response was to go directly over to my equipment that I operated and lean down and kneel down beside it and pray for my life, because I knew, or I felt, that it was coming to an end. And the things that happened to me after this, I hope someone, even one, will understand what I'm saying. I prayed, I got up, I went straight to my desk, and was standing there for a second or two, and this is after the captain had said, prepare for torpedo attack. Well, The torpedo was on its way, five of them were on their way, one of them hit us on the starboard side in the bow, and after I came back from my equipment, stood at my desk, contemplating what I was to do next, I heard a voice. And please, don't call for a straitjacket. I heard this voice say, get down and get down now. I don't think anybody else heard it. About 3 seconds later, the torpedo came in, exploded, killing almost everybody in that compartment. Where was I when that happened? I was flat on the steel deck with my nose to the deck. How did I get there? I have no idea, except it had to have been God himself, one of the angels who slammed me to the, didn't slam me, but put me to the deck about 3 seconds before that torpedo exploded. Now please listen to that time element. From the time I finished praying to the time I come back to my desk, to the time I heard this voice, and after I heard the voice, I think about 3 or 4 seconds had lapsed. There was no time for me to physically put myself to that steel deck. Something had to have happened that caused me to be there. And to the Christian people here that know the power of God, I say to you right now, it was God himself who put me to that steel deck, saved my life in that compartment where almost everybody died. I wanted to say this, Eddie, because this is just one of the miracles. I'm trying to write a book right now in the midst of miracles, and I'm trying to get it written. And 85 years of age, it's a real project for me. But I want people to know that it took miracle after miracle after miracle to keep that ship afloat. I don't even have the time to talk about it, but I'm going to do that in my book if I can get it out there. So that's what I had to say. I had to let them know of the one miracle that happened to me, that I shouldn't be here, and I am. the 3 second interval between the time I finished my, I heard the voice and to the steel deck was about 3 seconds. No one can move that fast. And me ended up laying on the deck, flat on the deck, hearing the shrapnel going over your head, killing everybody in that compartment. Folks, again, the frustration is coming back after 57 years. Would you please listen to the truth? I beg you, in God's name. Thanks, Eddie.
Yes, sir. Ron, so you, just for clarification, and this is emotional, you were the only survivor in that room.
I think there was two others. Ernie Gallo would have been one of them. And might have been Bob Scarborough. I'm not sure. But I think there's two others besides myself. But there were probably, I don't know, I know in that compartment there was probably 40 to 50 men, something like that. And they're all gone now except me and Ernie Gallo and Bob Scarborough. Well, Bob's gone now, too.
Yeah. I was going to say Bob was one of my favorite ones. I was blessed. Lord bless me. I was able to come down to Pensacola with you fellows when y'all did the USS Liberty reunion. And I set up the night before I left, I set up drinking with me and Bob. And I just fell in love with that guy. I mean, I don't know who could not love him like a brother, but he came on our program, y'all. This is extremely emotional. He came on our program, I think, 10 days before he died. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, well, it's an honor to have served with him, and it's an honor to serve with Phil. We didn't know each other aboard the ship, but we got together because he lived in Fort Collins. Is that right, Phil?
Right.
Yeah. And we got in contact with each other, and the very first time we did a radio show together, or not a radio show, but we were interviewed by people, and we did a public discussion about what happened to us that day was in the Women's Center in Little Bighorn, Wyoming. And that little building still exists. That's how we started. This is where we are today. And Phil Turney has been a man among men, a hero among heroes. And I respect everything this man has done, and so should this country, because he loves you all, your family and mine. That's why we're here, for your family and mine. Please hear that. Please hear this. And I ask this all in Christ's name. Amen.
You know, before we leave, I don't know, Brother Ron, you might want to, we all have a few minutes silence for our departed brothers, especially since I was so crazy about Bob Scarborough. Maybe you would like to say a short prayer for those fellows before y'all leave on the way out.
I would be glad to.
I think that'd be great. When we get ready, I think that's the only way to go. And we usually, like I've told people, we run this program here. We seldom make plans. We go by the seat of our pants. That just came, the inspiration came over me. But I can just see Bob right now. And I didn't know him near as long as you guys did, but he was, I loved him to death. I really did. He was such a wonderful guy. Kept me laughing in stitches. Even 2 weeks before he died, he had me laughing. He was that kind of man. Well, I'm going to shut up and get out of the way. So it's your program, Ron. You and Phil run it. Just hit any way y'all want to go. If you want to go to Phil now, that's great. Or if you want to continue on, that's great. Because it's an honor to have you brothers on. And I hope that the country can listen. I hope they can open their mind and stop worshiping this false God of Israel, this false God of the Jews. Especially my Southern Baptist friends who just, like, my God, you just cannot get the truth through them. They're scared to death of that old boogeyman, Israel. But anyway, Ron, take off. Just do what you want to do. Look, you can go to Phil or anything you want to do, brother.
Okay. I'm only going to be able to stay on here so long myself because this, after all these years and after I've reached the age of 85, I'm not able to withstand some of the things that are said and just too much, being too much involved. And today I had turned Phil down about going because my son's birthday is on Monday and I was trying to get ready for it. But God himself intervened and said, you will go on the program, and you will tell what God, what I have done for the ship. And so I come back to do that. And then if I could just, if you don't mind, Eddie, I might drop off here at any time, because this has really gotten to me after 85 year or 57 year plus of trying to tell this country the truth. So if I may, and if you don't mind, I will offer that prayer to the men that have fallen. And
please do. Please do. My God, what better could we do? But in past, Mickey LeMay is scheduled to come on. Your brother, our brother Mickey LeMay, is coming on the second hour. Brian, I hear the music for the back break. As soon as we come back from this break, you can give us a prayer. Be right back, folks.
Okay.
For an IT partner that truly understands your needs, Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I hope you will say prayers for these two men that have been on. Ron Kukol, Phil Torney, they're like me. They're getting old, and they've carrying so much scar tissue and so much trauma. They can't go for hours on end like they used to, but Ron is going to offer up a prayer for all of our departed brothers in arms. And I know I love them all, but especially I love Bob Scarborough. And when Ron prays, I'm going to be thinking of Bob. Go ahead, Ron.
Thank you. I'd like to make, before I start the prayer, I'd like people to know that I was in charge of the body recovery down below, 25 men in pieces. And as the years went by, I couldn't get it out of my system. I couldn't. And so I finally ended up talking to a trauma doctor about it. And she told me, she said, Ron, your brain will not record what you saw. The brain is not capable of recording that type of horror. And I finally had to take her word for it, because I've constantly tried to remember what I saw. But I got to tell you this. A lot of men down there doing that body recovery couldn't handle the smell. And to the Christian people listening to me, I never smelled a thing. Now, who could have done that? Who? Again, another miracle. Wow. God intervened, I stayed down there all the time. I never smelled a thing. So that's probably hung over my head more than anything over all these years of knowing I did it and yet not being able to describe what I saw. And the only thing I can remember is picking up hunks of meat just like you would if you're cutting up a cow or something and trying to slam it together and try to make it a presentable body for the folks back home. And this I had to do with my own shipmates. It included the rest of the guys. I got hung, stuck with the being in charge. And I want to tell you, Eddie, I tried to get out of it. I did not want to go down there and identify my own shipmates. But the captain said it. He said, you're going down there, and that's an order. So that's what you do. So consequently, it never seems to me it's even possible to even get some of these points across when your own brain won't record it. But what I can get across right now is prayer for some of the finest men that have ever served this country. Navy and Marines, yes, they were. And they served it to the hilt. They followed their oath to the hilt. The Father, again, I raise them up to you. The men that have passed, these men who love this country to the hilt. And the ones that survived who love this country to the hilt. And we still do. For what it was at the time, at least what we thought it was. And we just want to lift these 34 men after all these years up to you. And if Alan Blue's wife is still alive and listening, I really apologize to you because I didn't bring Alan up as much as I'd like to. And he was a civilian from NSA that was put aboard our ship. And she lost her husband, and she was pretty upset with me because I was always talking about those that are still alive and those that are not so much about those that are dead. So I lift them all up to you this morning, Lord, or this afternoon, Lord, every last one of them and their families and the things they've gone through over the years. Divorce is one of them. Losing their home is one of them. Losing the respect of their kids is another. My family is a shambles because I wouldn't stop trying to tell the truth. But Lord, I was hopeful today, still hopeful, that you're going to take a hand in this. And I know as well as I know my own name, Father, that only you can solve this. No one man or one woman is going to solve the steps we've taken in the wrong direction. I again reiterate, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, did you hear? Humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. I'll leave you all with that. I pray this all in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Phil, go ahead, brother.
Well, yeah, in closing up, I know Ron and I have been tight for a long time and kind of strange bedfellows when we first got together, but everything worked out good. And I want to say tomorrow I'm going to a Zionist Christian church to tell everybody about the USS Liberty. I was invited there by Pastor Jason Neely. And he says, because they support Israel doesn't say that they don't support the truth. So we're making gains, and I'm going into hostile territory. But I'll do that. I don't mind doing it. I appreciate the pastors. You know, inspiration let me do this because he believes in Jesus Christ, no doubt, but he believes that Jesus Christ works in mysterious ways, and he's working that way tomorrow. They got an Israeli flag out there and an American flag. So that's where I'm headed tomorrow at 9:30. I'll be on stage with him for about 40, 45 minutes to give testimony, take questions, and honor the veterans that are in the group. So that's where I'm headed tomorrow. And thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Ron. God bless you, and I appreciate it. And tell Mickey that we love him. I love him especially. Mickey's going to come on. Last time I saw Mickey aboard the ship, I thought he wouldn't last 5 minutes. So that's the power and the miracle of Jesus Christ right there. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. God bless you guys. God bless you, Phil. God bless you, Ron. Man, oh, man. I hope and pray that the congregation that Phil goes to testify, I hope he can shake some of those people awake and get them to stop praying and worshiping Israel and the Jews and start praying, worshiping the Jesus Christ Almighty, the Amen. One and only true God. I really hope so. You know, I tell people, brothers, that I'm a recovering Baptist, and the number one reason I left that church is because I was late coming into church, into Christianity, 2.5 months before my 62nd birthday. And what messed me up from being a Baptist, I read the Bible, the King James Version. I always say, if it ain't King James, it ain't Bible. And that Jew worship, it just ain't there. As a matter of fact, if you look at one of my favorite quotes amongst many that talks about that, I'm going to cut this short. I'm going to take the rent of the show from y'all. St. John 8:44. Sure, yes, sir, fire away. Yes, sir, of course you can.
For those people that are Zionist Christians or Zio Christians, evangelicals, I ask them, I plead with them, to just listen or check in to Liberty Fellowship in Kalispell, Montana.
Yes, sir.
And listen to Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who ran for president one time. Hear his message, and you'll understand where we're coming from here. And I got to tell you, I was preached this kind of stuff it was preached to me since I was about 7 or 8 years old. Drummed in my head, and nobody could change my mind. But my mind got changed after I saw what God did in saving the USS Liberty. Okay, I think I said enough, but that was a plug for Liberty Fellowship, but that's the way it is. Thank you.
Anchors away, brother.
Thank you.
Anchors away. Yeah, anchor away, Brian and Phil. God bless you. Thank you so much, Phil. If there's any way, if you'd like to come out, I would love to hear what kind of reception, what kind of results you have when you go to that church. If you get the energy to do it, I would love to get you on and to tell our people, even for one segment, what kind of reception and what kind of success you have swaying those people, Brother Phil.
I'll do that. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Ron. You guys have a good afternoon, and remember, Veterans Day, we honor all our veterans in all wars. God bless America.
Yes, sir.
God bless America.
God bless you, too. God bless you, brothers. Folks, that's it. You've heard it from our two brothers. They've got to go now, but we're mere seconds away from going to a break. Second hour, we're bringing on the old Alabama Lone Wolf, Rand Owens, and we're going to bring on another sailor, Mickey LeMay, who you just heard Ron and Phil talk about. How I think Phil said he didn't think Mickey LeMay would last 5 minutes after he saw him, and that's another miracle. But that sailor there, Mickey LeMay, he's going to be coming on in just a few short seconds. There's the break I was just telling you people about. People, this is a long break. It's about 5 minutes. You have plenty of time to go to the restroom, get you some coffee or tea, whatever you'd like to do. We'll see you in about 5 minutes, people. We'll be right back.